a lot of time before the parents, before the daddy would, and then someone was liable to voice. Because sometimes they said, well, whatever the man said, the woman consented that he was the man of the house, and Lord, hear. But someone would just write on it. And someone would write on it. But we found that there's a notice for a fact that the family get along better whether a man and wife were they recognize one another. In other words, the woman, she has respect for the man has respect for the wife, and what she said and the right thing. We find that they get, the family gets along better like that, rather than be one side.
Do you remember any of your older relatives talking about black women who had relationships with white men? Do you remember anyone? And how your family...
The most thing we heard about that was that back in the slaves, you see, the man, the white man, he would have his metrics and that is a black maid and white woman like that. And sometimes they raised families for that made it. And colored woman. I think a lot of people have what it meant. Well, that sometimes that, and a lot of times the people would know. They said they couldn't help it, but they know it better. Know that wasn't right. You know it wasn't right. There's a big old. I forgot the name. He's a preacher, big old. But he's a preacher. But he was a half white preacher, and he got preaching talking about it, and this thing wasn't all right. He said, now look at me, look at me, said, now look at my mother, and this just ain't right. But he said, well, now who can help that? He said, well, he said, if the Lord can't help it, nobody else can do anything about it. And somebody said, when you know right from wrong, you just know it, and don't be afraid to speak about it, because if you're on the right side, the Lord will take care of it. And he's telling the people, but don't be afraid to stand up for right, and don't stand up for it. See, the Lord will take care of it if you're in the right, and he will. It might look like it's hard. The new one didn't stand up right.
Yes.
Process of time to succeed in the outcome.
How were the children of a black man, a white man, and a black woman treated by other black people? Were they treated the same as other black?
No. They were not. There's a man over here. There's a over here in Pilton. He was a male. He's a Warner, actually, Mel Warner. And they was a, they had a black brother, and all the rest of them was just, he said it's like a black chicken among white chickens. And I don't know, that boy, they even brought around him with him. You can't stay here. And that was his four brothers, and I sent that Mel Warner, crazy. And it's been all the way down through the line. It, not a child couldn't help it, or a child can't help about it. But his mates, his relatives, they disregarded, disrespected, don't give him the proper recognition as they ought to. That happened way back in it. Well, it's probably in the process of time it's happening now. I'd say something wrong. I'd say something. Now, it's happening even to now, and it can't cool or the child, but we don't have nothing to do with it. It's just gone. Don't have anything to do with it.
Yes, sir.
But that's just one of those things that happened out of your control. And we just...
Yes. How did your family or members of your family view the Indians, the American Indians, and any blacks who were had American Indian blood in them or had?
The black didn't have very much to do with they don't think very much about him because of the Indians, they still got better recognition than the black man. He still got, back then, they handicapped them, they took away from them that which they had. Just like they were, they took advantage of them. They were, on a Negro, and when he kept him as a slave and took advantage of what he made, just like I said about that sharecropper, they didn't care whether to break even with them or not. They just give them most of what they want you to have and turn them loose. And out there with the Indian, took advantage of them, but still the white man gave them better recognition than they did the black man. And it did because of who he is. You're not gonna send anybody, but he just take it and go ahead. But they just see that that's just where it happened. And black man, the black man never ever complained too much about not getting the right break. They haven't complained too much about it. But like we said, the Lord taking care of them through a situation that provided for them. And they still live. And they're taken care of. And beyond any person's control.
How often did you or your family go to Greenville or Anderson, or how often did y'all leave this area?
Well, it didn't go once a year. When they used to have a show, Ringing Brothers, Ball and Bailey, big show. It'd come to Greenville once a year, and come down now to New York. Wherever that show was, they'd make preparations to attend that show, and they'd go and see that show. They thought that's what they ought to do. They thought they ought to go to the big show. Going one, two horse wagon. That's the way they just travel. Two horse wagon. Sometimes some of them are fortunate enough to have they call a sphere, double buggy, double seat buggy. Other than that, they just on that wagon. Have a ring of rim sitting around them, sitting in their wagon. And they went to town. And they buy soda crackers and cheese and sardines and different things like that and lunch there in town. And that's what they go when they go to the soda crackers and cheese and sardines. probably been down at some of that area for them. Look forward to that once a year.
Were there any more opportunities for jobs or other things in the in those areas, in Greenville and Anderson, for black people than there were in this area?
No, they were definitely, they were in town, but like, but out here in the rural, they were all
because. Miss Moore's all they did was keep kind.
Yeah.
What kind of celebrations were held in your family and in the black communities here? And mostly church celebrations, or did y'all get together for other reasons?
Not in Allen, in this, like I've seen that the churches were coming together once a year, association, and they finally moved it up to where the churches come together every quarter. So in the evening, three times a year, noon meeting, and then one time annually, association, and some big, they had to get together. They did that way down the line when they started doing that. So what they did then was, they had become aware of a need of school, and they erected a studio school over there in Old Corny called Seneca Institute. And those churches would come together every 3 months, compile a little finance, and what they also made arrangements and agreed that they would give something out of the food, out of the crop, donate it to the school, and operate like that. That was called in Seneca Institute.
What holidays were important for your family and the community?
They celebrated Thanksgiving and after we had erected that school, they celebrated Thanksgiving for the purpose and also they celebrated 4th of July Each church or each group coming together would bring a finance, same amount of finance, whatever, however much they compiled it together and contributed and donated to the school, spread Thanksgiving and Christmas. And the 4th of July, there's 3 days you celebrate that compiling, trying to get together. And Thanksgiving would be the biggest day because they would bring well, they try to stay represent the old Thanksgiving, bring in proportion according to the Lord has prospered you and I'm able to do it. Probably a little more corn or a little more wheat or a little more whatever it takes to support that anything in line goes for it, they could donate it to the school. That was that was one of the major things he was trying to do.
How did your family celebrate Christmas?
Well, they celebrated Christmas Day. This is about lucky. Thought it had been celebrated. He didn't know the real meaning of Christmas too much. They just celebrated in this Christmas time of the year. They give the children something known that they hadn't been used to all of a year. That was easy though for our people. Because they had done banana and cannon and apples, oranges, grapes. They wasn't used to that every day now either. That just come once a year for the people in our people. So they didn't have too much a year, but they were satisfied with what they needed to see and what they were able to get.
Mm-hmm. How did your family celebrate birthdays and anniversaries?
Well, sometimes it's forgiven about it. But that really sounds comical, but that's really true. A lot of times they didn't think too much about him being worth it, even sometimes. Well, we didn't think. And now they because our grandparents, we seen them talk about their birthdays and say nothing about it. And I can see why it's easy for us to forget about it because we weren't trained to recognize it. I haven't got my wife's birthday a lot of times. You get talking about sometimes somebody said something about it. Well, I wasn't thinking about it. But those things we should, you know, we should be aware of. They ought to be more mindful of nursing things than that. But it just happened.
When you were a child, which adult did you admire the most in your family or in just a friend, neighbor, community member?
Well, I don't know. They all treated us about alike, and so if we would have been partial with it, we'd have been thinking about the one that seemed to recognize us more, but they all treated us about the same. You know, there wasn't too much difference in it. And therefore, we thought about this in proportion as the coordinates we recognized. And I didn't think too much about one more than the other.
Mm-hmm. What were some of your happiest memories of your childhood? Anything that specifically stands out in mind as being a really good time?
You said not one of the happiest ones.
What was a specific memory or period of your life where you were the happiest? Something that you particularly enjoyed, or
yeah. Well, the fact of it is, before I realized the responsibility, when I didn't have nothing be concerned about nothing didn't about happen in past and then in the need not get one. But when we grew up and again be responsible for things that then we made us more concerned. But before we were responsible, you know, I would say that's the happiest time. And the happiest time before we come to be responsible for anything. Yeah.
When you were a child, how did you feel about being black?
As a fact, I don't tell the truth about it. I didn't think anything of it. I didn't think this was wrong. Well, I just thought that it is not it. What would I wear? What would I wear? Now this is one thing happened one time. Of course, it wasn't because I was a black man, but we were during the winter time, you didn't bathe, you didn't wash your face, and the reason they annoyed me. And my hands just get rusty. You know, it was because I didn't wash them. That's what it was. And there was a man, he was one of those ex-prisoners that when they came up in Bill Clemson, or he come from down low part of the state, and he came up there and I tell my daddy, come over there with Sunday. And I'm going to give you all a nickel. If you wash that rust off your hands. So, and boy said, we got busy. And he thought to me, how come it's like that? He said, it's just carelessness. I could have been doing this every day. I could have washed off. So we washed it off. Finally washed the hand and it come off. And I said, there ain't no excuse for being rusty like this. Well, it wasn't no excuse. But that didn't seal it till I didn't bother about the color because I didn't thought that's all it was. And it was, that's all it was. So why would I be concerned about something I had nothing to do with it? I couldn't help with that.
Yeah.
I couldn't help that color. And so I didn't go around wishing I was something that I wasn't. I'm satisfied with what I was.
What do you remember about the building of Clemson University? Do you remember very much about it?
I don't know.
What your parents said about it?
No, I don't remember too much about it. But we were, those men, they came up from down the low part of the state. They were prisoners, they were free labor. They worked there when it was built in Clemson. And all those, me and my daddy, he worked for way out in Clemson. And they just knew him, and they frequently come over home on the Sunday and visit. But still, they were free labor. They were prisoners, you know. And they didn't seem to mind it about it. They conditioned the women, they were satisfied, get up and go back. And since then, we just, after we grew up and become to be laborers and hours, and we worked at Clemson a whole lot. Well, I never thought too much about being paid less when I was working at Clemson than the other, because I just said, well, They said, yeah, I'm way back. Even when the classroom was being built and that all the black labels were free, and it was, and so why I think I'm going to come up here and, because I'm not in prison, going to marry Eagle Paper. I just wasn't looking for it. So it didn't worry me very much about when I was being paid less than the others. When I know it, I said, because they, from way back, Clemson have always took advantage of free labor they couldn't help themselves like that. And so I didn't think too much about it. But after all, since we got up and on the hill and seeing what was going on, why, it's just kind of aggravating.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's kind of aggravating. But after all, we get along. See, we get along very well there. Yeah, let down there. We worked over there. Well, in and out. We worked in and out a long time, but just from the time you started and didn't stop. That's the time we were paid for. That's what we were paid for our Social Security on, the time that you went to work in the country and didn't cut off. Because we worked there 19 and 25, worked some times in 1925. And every year, farming time, while we would be laying by, we'd go to Clemson and catch them. They'd hire laborers, and they'd give us a work, give us a day or two work, in and out from 1925 up until I went to work there and worked till I was retired. I worked 33 years from the time that I was, before I retired. I went to work then, and I worked 33 years before I retired. And we worked there quite a while for small pay. Long time before we got up to, before they raised it to $1.50 for 10 hours. Long time. We worked a long time before we even turned on 10 hours, half for 10 hours.
When did they do that? Do you remember?
I don't know exactly the time, but yeah. I don't know when it happened. They were paying $1.28, and then they raised up to $1.50, and it gradually went up. Well, not too much either, because when we went to work there, and they were paying us enough, it amounted to $7.88 for 5.5 days. No, that's what we worked. And of course, when we worked there until we were retired, and they were paying us when we retired more an hour than we were paying a week when we retired, when we had been working 3 years. That's what I was saying. That's what I was saying. If we worked a long time, if they had been paying us for when we worked there all the time, but I don't know, we might have been a little better shape than we was when we retired. I don't know who we were not, because sometimes people, we make them always be in.
If there was one thing you could change about your life, what would it be? Would you change anything in your life if you could?
I think is because we feel like it is, we've done the best thing to sit in this life or to accept the Lord for His God and His protection, and I don't know anything what I look for any better. I wouldn't. Just see, because somebody thinks he has. If he had more, So we feel like the Lord blessed us with what He's given us, and if we.